Verse 8 is where we're going. I'm going to read that one first. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Your bones. Now, the idea of your bones here is they're the place of life in your body. The marrow is where your blood is made, right? It's where your heart gets its power from. And the idea of having pain in your bones, soul pain is like bone pain. It's bone deep, okay? So catch this. Verse 7 says, do not be wise in your eyes. It will be strength to your bones. So trusting in Jesus looks like not trusting in yourself. And not trusting in yourself, not thinking that I know because I know and my heart is right because it's my heart, that will actually strengthen your bones. Whereas trusting in your heart because it's your heart over and against everything else is what destroys you, is where the soul pain comes from. It also mentions it will be health to your flesh. Now, I don't think this means necessarily like long health span or something like that. The idea, again, is contentment with who you are now, to be able to be who you are now. Whether that means, in fact, I carry with me a disease I can never get rid of, or whether that means that I'm living kind of normal life. It doesn't matter. The idea is wisdom in your own eyes is the folly of pride. And to let go of that is to see even pain for what it is. And I mean, if I've learned anything from Wim Hof, this is true. My pain's not me. My pain is not me. I am bigger than my pain. And particularly anointed with the christening of Jesus Christ, I am bigger than my pain. And so there's real power in this. Once you see that the King reigns and whatever you've got is but your own wisdom that falls short, huge. Notice verse 9. Don't miss it. Honor Jesus Christ with your possessions and the first fruits of your increase so your barns will be filled with plenty. I don't want to be heard talking like the evangelical liars who just say, send us money and you'll be blessed and all this kind of stuff. But the fact is that what you are given has been given to you to give to others. It has not been given to you to give to yourself. It's given to you to give to others. It's given to you to share. Daily bread is about sharing with what's going on today because he could come back tomorrow and then it's all basically being rolled up. And if your barns are just stuffed full, well, then you're a fool. You're a fool, right? And so see that as a connection to the pain in your bones. It's right there, right? So if you want to not be wise in your own eyes, start having less of what you have. And seeing that what you do have is there to share with others. And in sharing it with others, casting that bread upon the water, what will come back to you is contentment. Contentment. It's just kind of a crazy, unintuitive reality, but it's true. Your barns will be filled with plenty. You're not going to run out.